This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
What is the proper name of a hot dog?
Absolute Delight.
It is an absolute delight.
But I'll give them an A-plus for being able to eat ice cream with chopsticks. That's a real talent right there.
I stayed 5 hours at a Japanese restaurant one time trying to eat soup. Hey, good morning. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim Wildman here, and it's August the 14th, 2026, and in studio with me is Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Brother Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky.
Great to be here. It was the first day of school.
Yeah.
Little ruckus in the back of the classroom. You don't have to live in the South to know what ruckus is, do you?
No.
That's transferable.
Okay. I like title deeds. And the teacher asked what was going on. Little Tommy said, they're calling me the E-word, teacher. And she ran through that Rolodex. And they're doing what? They're calling me the E-word. She said, stop by my desk after class is over. He came to her desk. He said, now, what were they doing? They were calling me the E-word. That was not nice. And she had said, which is? He said, they were calling me ignorant. And that's when you turn to the jury
and say,
Tommy, you kind of told on yourself.
case closed.
We're thankful for teachers and students
and Amen.
Principals and lunchroom ladies and all the rest new school year
janitors.
Yeah.
Librarians.
All right.
Here we go. Coaches.
You want to keep going there?
Coaches.
Music
teachers. School bus drivers.
Homeschool teachers.
Librarians.
Shh.
Yeah. Oh, that was good.
Yeah, librarians. Like all right. Trivia Friday deals on American Family Radio. We're going to let you call in today and ask and answer. Is it what's the rule for today?
Well, it's just if you have been on the air with us in the last 2 months, so the last 8 weeks, we just ask you to wait a week because we're trying to allow as many people as possible to get in. I mean, we have probably millions trying to get in right this minute, Tim. Probably millions, maybe millions.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Nobody's ever seen anything like it.
it's
so
huge.
So, and now you have to be 11 years old or older, and we are inviting you to call in. Here's the number to call, 888-589-8840. All three of us are going to ask three questions apiece, trivia questions. We're going to challenge you talking about school. We're going to challenge you, our students. And three questions each. And we invite you to call in and answer one of those and challenge us with one of your own, 888-589-8840. Now, JJ, one of these original nine questions, something special about it.
One of these original nine is a mystery question. You don't know which one, hence the mystery. But if you happen to land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell. That means you win yourself a brand new design. Learning University, this has only been out a couple of months, and it's really attractive. It's got a seal.
T-shirt.
Like you would say, a T-shirt.
Yeah.
A seal like you would see on a university T-shirt, and it's really good looking.
Yeah, because we do call the show Learning University, and that's what it says on it, Learning
University. How can people buy this shirt if they don't want to wait?
If they don't want
to
wait,
to win.
Or if they want to get more than one, you can do that.
Yeah,
JJ's always talking about the fact that we got Christmas coming up. Well, soon.
We always got Christmas coming up, really, don't we?
You don't believe it, go to Cracker Barrel, and you'll be convinced.
Resources.afa.net. Resources.afa.net is our online store. And so you can actually take a look at the T-shirt there.
Right.
Just search for Learning University or Trivia Friday. That should pop up. I'm not sure how much it costs, but it's well worth it, and it helps the ministry. You can buy one or more. Save it up for a stocking stuffer or, birthday present, back to school, whatever you want to do.
All right. So here we go. We are ready to rock and roll. Is that right?
I think so.
We can country western if you want to. I don't care.
I think so.
Smooth
All right.
jazz.
smooth jazz. Here are my three questions.
Hip hop. We're ready. Hip hop.
I can't do hip hop.
Leave polka off of there.
Turn I'm afraid I'd throw my hip out. Try some hip hop. All right, here are my three questions. In 1945, the Enola Gay dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima. What was the nickname of the bomber that dropped one on Nagasaki?
That's a probably great way to start. Yes. Mass death.
It's mass
in World War II.
Incineration. It's just a history question, folks. Right. I'm not passing any moral judgments here. Right. Second question.
Wait, what was the question again? I got distracted.
Okay.
Real quick.
In 1945, the Enola Gay dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima. That was the name of the bomber that dropped it.
Right.
What was the nickname of the bomber that dropped one on Nagasaki? By the way, tip of the hat to John, who sent that suggestion for a question in. Second question. Under the U.S. Constitution, only three cities have served as the nation's capital. What are they? Only three cities have served as the nation's capital under the U.S. Constitution. Third question. The phrase dog days of summer comes from the Romans observing that dogs were less active when summer was hottest. Is that true or false? The phrase dog days of summer comes from the Romans observing that dogs were less active when summer was hottest. Is that true or false?
And that Roman captain's name was Obvious. Captain Obvious.
Was it really?
Here's what I've got. First question, a real easy Bible question, but every way we can, we want to nudge you to read Scripture, to get in the Word, allow the Word to be in you. Here's a Bible question. To which disciple did Jesus say, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it? Second question, talk to listeners from Oklahoma, Donnie and Patty. I just had a great time talking to them. Donnie, an avid Trivia Friday listener, and they inspired this question.
Yeah.
Otis, Dover, and Schindler are brands of what? Otis, Dover, and Schindler are brands of what?
Call today if you've been injured.
Get the money you deserve.
Get the money you deserve.
Call a real lawyer who cares about you. What's the law firm
that
again?
That doesn't get old. If you've been injured, get the money you deserve. Call Otis, Dover, and Schindler. You don't have to be deprived. You are entitled. You and probably your whole family are victims. Otis, Dover, and Schindler. Call the number there at the bottom of the screen. Get the money
toll-free.
You deserve.
Call toll-free.
So, third question. I've been throwing some car questions in there for the gearheads, and I sort of just left them alone, but I feel like they need to be represented, just like people that need a firm like Otis, Dover, and Schindler. So this is from the old car guys slang category. If you have a Holley double pumper on your engine, what is it? If you have a Holley double pumper on your engine, what is it?
There's ointment for that.
You may need a steroid shot first, but
guys, I say this, but it's a, and I wish somebody would write some letters to see about getting me hazard pay. My jaws hurt and my side hurts from all this. You guys are hilarious.
Okay, so you're done with that?
That's my three. I think you could word that a little better. Are you done with that?
You done with those questions? Let's move on to something decent.
Here are my three questions. All right. Summertime, so everybody's in the yard mowing the grass, right? Or you hire somebody,
yes,
too.
Yes, sir.
If you got the money to do that. What are the two best-selling and popular riding lawnmower brands in the U.S.?
You got this question from Allison, didn't you?
That is a great question.
What are the two best-selling riding lawnmower brands in the U.S.? All right, number two, the Rocky Mountains span seven U.S. states. What are they?
Wow. I was thinking about three.
Yeah. The Rocky Mountains span seven U.S. states. They don't cover all the states, obviously, but
they hit them.
Yeah, hit them.
Yeah.
All right. And what are the states that the Rocky Mountains? If you can answer that without looking it up, we'll send you an AFR Trivia Friday t-shirt without looking it up.
Yeah.
Because you have to have a start and a stop. So in one state, it's just an ant hill. It's a fire ant hill, but at least it starts
Keeps going.
That's
Keeps
right.
Keeps going. All right. My final question is this. What is the northernmost state where there is currently a native population of alligators?
Ooh.
What is the northernmost state where there is a native population of alligators?
No. Okay. So
don't be confused when he says northern. He's not. You can rule out Wyoming and North Dakota. Right. He's just saying up in the middle of the country, what's the highest you can go where alligators can still survive?
Native population, so not brought in.
Yeah, so not at a zoo or something like that.
Not at a zoo. I'm talking about out in the wild.
Okay.
And they got there, you know, by traveling.
Right. Like as alligators are prone to do.
They travel in, you know, like a...
In packs.
Yeah.
Packs. Yeah. You ever see a pack of alligators,
alligators,
man? You better be hot-footing in the other direction.
Yeah, here come a pack of alligators coming down the road. Well, I don't know what happened to Peter Cottontail.
Sometimes
I can tell you.
You don't want to see them. Sometimes they'll be standing around on a corner, a street corner. You don't want to run into them there either.
Get Peter Cottontail with hippity hop.
Right. And those alligators that have those alligator suitcases and those alligator little tiny alligator boots.
That's travel.
That's that old one that was coughing and couldn't keep up.
All right, let's go.
Let's go. We're gonna go to Texas, and Stephanie is on the line. Stephanie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Hey. It's very nice to meet you.
Well, thank you, Stephanie.
Howdy, Stephanie. We love how chipper you are. Love that optimism.
Well, I can tell you it's because I really enjoy Fridays, and I sit down to drink my coffee so I can listen to you guys, and it's great. I love it.
Thank you very much, Stephanie. Where do you live in Texas?
Corpus Christi.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah right
great
there.
Area.
Mm-hmm, right
yeah,
there.
And my station I listen to y'all on is KKWB in Aransas Pass.
Uh-huh.
And I have a little story to tell you about your station. My television broke, I guess, more than a year ago, and a friend of mine said, hey, why don't you stream TV on your laptop? And I said, well, that's a great idea. Well, then my laptop broke, so it's in the shop. I haven't watched TV in over a year, and you guys are my sole news information station. So I just wanted to let you know. I think you guys are great. And I'm totally, you know, Christianed out, and you guys are just the sole source of all of my programming. And my favorite is your dad when he comes on and says, it's my turn.
You had him down good there.
I love it. Yeah. And I know it has a biblical connotation to it, but the reason I love it is because by the time I finish all my chores in the morning, I sit down with my coffee, and then he comes on, and I think to myself, I'm drinking my coffee now. It's my turn.
That's funny.
I love it.
Stephanie, we can't thank you enough for your kind
words.
Amen.
And
what
you said, you
sound like a spokesperson for what Brother Don was thinking about when he started this. Christian radio, 24/7, constant Christian companion to encourage, to inform, to inspire. And you just thank you for your kind words and for your prayers and your support and for listening.
Ask or answer or both, Stephanie?
Well, I think I'll do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Brave. Okay, I'd like to answer the Otis Dover Schindler question.
Right out of the shoot. I wondered if that would lay there for a while. So again, Donnie and Patty, some listeners from Oklahoma, inspired this trivia question. Otis, Dover, and Schindler are brands of what, Stephanie?
Elevators.
Wow. Hey!
The right person.
Right out of the get-go.
The right person.
The cowbell ringeth?
Yep.
And
you know what that means, don't you, Stephanie?
Oh, she does.
Well, I got a good idea.
Yeah. How did you know that? You in the elevator business or what?
No, but I'm just real observant, and I know Otis elevators. I mean, every time you go up and down one, they're you know, yeah. I definitely look around and make sure this one's working really good before I get in it.
Well, so. I take time to read the weight limit and the different you know, when is the last time it was checked?
When
it
was serviced.
Service officials.
There, and that lurch is always good for your prayer life, that little lurch.
Well, when I stand there and look at that sheet they put on the wall and read it, because I think everybody should.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the other folks sometimes get a little annoyed.
Yeah.
In the elevator, and I'm saying, what, you don't want to be safe?
Right.
So I just encourage that.
Hey, Stephanie.
Because I found one that was outdated.
Yes.
You know, it hadn't been checked. It was like 3 days off, and I thought, this is a disaster waiting to happen.
This is no bueno.
It was actually our elevator here at work.
That's why I take the stairs.
But I checked with whoever was in charge of the facilities here, and they said, it's on the way.
There you go.
All right.
The inspector will be here. Hey, Steph, I'm like you.
Yes.
I'm a real curious person. And whenever I was a kid, I looked up and said, Otis. So that's who is an elevator maker. And then I would start to see like Schindler and wonder if that's tied to Schindler's List, the person that helped the Jews. I was talking to Donnie and Patty, some sweet Oklahoma listeners this week. And I said, well, Donnie, again, being curious, what do you do for a living? He said he either sold elevators or installed them. You know, I never met anybody that was an elevator salesman. And I said, I've named a couple of those names, Dover, Otis. He said, no, it was, I think he said AVT. And I said, Donnie, you've just given me a good multiple choice for a trivia question.
Can you be a door-to-door elevator salesman?
I was just going to say, I bought one from a door-to-door elevator salesman. Paid pretty good money, and I have yet to see it.
Well, there's a supply chain problem.
Hey, Stephanie, now you can wear your Learning University T-shirt as you're drinking your coffee. And say, it is my turn.
That's far out.
Listen, you need to stay on the line so we can get your address and your T-shirt size. Congratulations again, and what's your question for us?
Yes, I have a question for you. Okay, this is a medical question. Mm-hmm. So, you know the round bony bump that sticks out on both sides of your ankle? Mm-hmm. What is that bump called?
You're talking about on the outside or the inside?
The outside and the inside.
I don't want to tell you. I don't want to tell you what I call it when I hit it in the middle of the night, but
we don't want to know that.
There's a word for that? A name for? I guess of course there is. Well, Tim, now you were in medical school, don't you remember?
Let's start from the backside. Yeah. You got the Achilles heel, and let's just work our way around until we can. You got the shin bones connected to the knee bone, and we can get there if we just start singing that song.
Well, you go ahead and start, and I'll catch up with you.
Hey, obviously we don't know, Stephanie. What's the name?
So the answer is malleolus.
Sure it
and
is.
It comes from
the Hawaiians. They should name stuff too, so that's great.
It comes
wiki malaria.
And it means the word means a small hammer, and there are three different types of malleoli in the human ankle that form the lower ends of your shin bone. So you have the lateral malleolus and the medial, which just means the inside and the outside of that bump that sticks out.
So you naysayers that say you don't learn anything on Learning University, that just now you know you can learn. You can get a credit in medical school.
I thought the didn't the Israelites wipe out the Malaeolites? I thought they were like with right next to the Canaanites. So,
All right.
And I was just thinking, Ed, when your family grew up on the Indian reservation, wasn't that your Native American name, Little Hammer?
Little Hammer.
Little Hammer.
Little Hammer.
Hey, Stephanie, I'm going to put you on hold, and Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we'll get you a Learning University T-shirt out in the mail, and hopefully before you know it, you'll be sitting on your porch or wherever drinking your coffee, and it will be
riding the elevator.
Or riding down the elevator.
Right,
that's right.
See, that's why they come up with slang things like funny bone for that very reason right there.
That's right.
Because that big old long a Hawaiian name for body parts. Nobody
What'd
has time
say?
To remember how to
Maliki
spell
what?
That.
I don't remember. Malayalite or something.
Malayalite.
Yeah.
All right. It's that new flavored water that you drink. You get those malayalites, and that'll keep
them
you
in,
from
you're passing right. out.
Oh, keep, you'll keep you from getting, what do you call it? Hyperventilating.
Yeah. Or not ventilating at all. That's even worse than hyperventilating.
That's a bad day if you're not ventilating.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to get
who's next, Ed?
Out in the all sun right. and stay out in the sun too long.
I say we stay in Texas. Al is on the line. Al, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Gentlemen, good morning. I've only tried calling about a million times, but somehow, some way, I got through today.
Yes, you
a
did.
A million?
As
wow.
soon as you get off this call, you can go buy yourself a scratch-off lottery ticket, Al. You go right to the convenience store. Today's your day, buddy. This is a sign.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. My wife and I love listening to you guys on Friday and throughout the week.
Well, thank you, Al. Appreciate that. Brother, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
Okay, which one you want to try to answer?
Well, I'll try that first one. I'm a retired military guy.
Okay.
And
let me go ahead and repeat.
That you asked, I believe.
Yeah, let me repeat
go
the
ahead.
Question. In 1945, the Enola Gay dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima. What was the nickname of the bomber that dropped one on Nagasaki?
Yeah, when I first heard that, I was wondering if you're talking about the guy that hit the pickle switch, but that would be almost impossible to answer. You're talking about the airframe. The airframe was called Boxcar, Super Fortress B-29.
That is absolutely
wow.
correct.
Wow. Way to bring it, Al.
All right,
we salute you.
Yes, amen. So this is probably going to be an easy one for you, but if you can answer the follow-up question, we'll send you a Learning University T-shirt. Give me the nicknames of both bombs that were dropped.
Oh, okay. Let's see. It's Little Boy and Fat Man.
That is correct.
Wow.
Way to go.
Al,
way
that
to
is go. Incredible. Hey, Al, now I'm curious, which branch of military, and I want to say thank you for your service.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I started out Air Force enlisted. I love the Air Force. But when Reagan became president, he was beefing up the military after the years of Jimmy Carter, and I went over to the Army to go to flight school, and I served 27 years total.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Outstanding.
So you got 15,000 hours. How many hours you have?
I left with about 5,700 hours, and that was after 19 years of flying. And then I flew commercial, private corporate on the outside for another 25 years. I really love flying.
So how old are you? 25.
He's trying to
you've been flying.
Yeah.
Did you know the Wright brothers?
Yeah, I was trained. I was no, actually. I'm 71 now.
I got you.
I find it hard to believe.
You sound
like you're
very
30s
young.
Or 40s.
Yeah, sound
you
like
sure
me.
Do. Great.
Hey, Al, we are I'm going to put you on hold when we're finished. Can you hang on? We're going to go to our break, and then we come back. You can ask us your question. How about that?
That's wonderful. I'm. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to maybe if I put you on hold, we can get your info. No, I'll tell you what. Just hang on when we're done after the break. Then I'll put you on hold. We'll get your information, okay? Folks, we're going to take a short break, and we'll come back with more of Trivia Friday. You're listening to Trivia Friday on the American Family Radio Network. We'll be right back. Friend, we're living in a defining moment. Today, a woman facing an unexpected pregnancy can order the abortion pill online, often before anyone has the chance to tell her that she is loved, that she's not alone, or that there is hope. That's why you are needed right now. You are made for this moment. At Preborn Network Clinics, mothers are welcomed with compassion, practical support, and a free ultrasound.
And when she sees her baby and hears that tiny heartbeat for the very first time, fear often gives way to hope. In fact, more than 80% of abortion-vulnerable women choose life after seeing their baby on an ultrasound at a preborn network clinic. That one moment can save a baby's life and open a mother's heart to the hope of Jesus Christ. This is our moment to stand for those who cannot speak for themselves. Just $28 provides one life-saving ultrasound. $140 helps rescue five babies. Please don't wait. Dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or give securely at preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. Together, we can save lives one heartbeat at a time.
These old dog days of summer, Lord, I'll be glad when they're gone. It's too hot to fish, too hot for golf, and too cold at home.
Oh, my word. And that's a song from which Christian album?
That's a classic from country star Mark Chestnut from the, it is the, it's probably the 90s, but I just remember that song. That line is so funny.
That is because a typical one of country
your,
song.
One of your questions.
That's it's what, about dog days.
Yes.
Dog days. All right, well, where are we here?
All right, we're Al, you still there, brother?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can. Go ahead with your question, and then remember, when you get finished, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get your information and send you a T-shirt, okay?
That's great. Thanks so much. Yeah, we were just disconnected a minute ago, and I thought for sure I was going to lose everything. But anyway, my question, I was going to ask a Civil War question. I love history, but we'll keep it on World War II, and we'll keep it on Boxcar. Where is Boxcar, the B-29, currently on display?
Ooh.
And what about the Air and Space Museum in Washington?
That's a good.
I'll go with that.
I was thinking maybe Oshkosh, but that's a good guess. I'll go with you, Tim.
Yeah, I'll go with that. How did Tim do?
Or Dulles Airport. They have part of it's there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great museum out there also. But the correct answer is actually out at Wright Pat, the Air Force National Museum.
Oh, wonderful.
Where is that?
Texas?
Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, Ohio.
No, Dayton, Ohio.
Okay, so you can if you're at that museum, you can see Boxcar. Is the Enola Gay there with it?
No, the Enola Gay, I'm not sure if it's out there, and I'll probably butcher the pronunciation, the Hoover section out at Dulles. They did have a portion of the cockpit section to about 10 feet back on display at the Smithsonian a while ago, so I'm not really sure. So that's the Enola Gay is probably at the Smithsonian, but the Boxcar is at the National Air Force Museum, and it is just an incredible museum. I mean, it has massive hangars, and you can barely do it justice if you give it all day.
Wow.
If you'll drive 10 more minutes, you can go to the Pinta and the Santa Maria there at the in Dayton.
What is there, please?
In Dayton, Ohio. It's another museum.
Al, I'm just going to have to ask you just to ignore that.
Al, thanks, brother.
Hey, thanks, Al.
Thank you, Al. I'm going to put you on hold. Cindy Roberts. The Pinta and the Santa
it's
Maria.
It's at a different museum, I'm telling you. Why is
not
it so hard to understand? You're in Dayton. You go see the...
Right.
The Enola Gay.
Enola Gay. And then you drive... No, he said the other one was there.
Oh, the Boxcar?
Yeah, the Boxcar.
Yeah, box
I'm just saying
Willie.
You drive on 10 more miles, one? There's another museum.
Boxcar Willie. You guys aren't right. By the way, Enola Gay was actually... the mother's name of the pilot who flew that.
Wow.
That's how they got the...
And I know we're circling the drain. Ohio, that's where Orville and Wilbur grew up. And that's right, the popcorn they invented is still around today. Their dad was a pastor. So just all you parents, and you got a dad's pastor.
Are you serious about this
part? I am. How many times did he pray? Two brothers and a sister? How many times did he... pray, Lord, use my sons. Please use them to glorify you. Help them to,
Amen.
To you know, to,
that's a good word.
To live Amen. Right, make their mark, and have an impact. And they invented, you know, the first airplane.
Yeah, just that's all. That's all they did.
But they were bicycle makers. So they were already all about, you know.
Yeah, traveling.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Tim's ready to move on.
I'm just trying to help.
Yes.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday it is. We also call this
Learning University.
Tim, Ed, and JJ. And who's up next, Ed?
All right. We go to Mississippi, and Haywood is on the line. Haywood, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, professors. It's been a long 8 weeks.
Thank you.
Yeah,
good
well,
back,
good persistence there. Where do you live in Mississippi?
Kosciuszko.
That's right,
yes, sir.
Hey, Haywood, welcome back. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which one do you want to try to answer?
I'll take the Bible question.
Yes, sir. Here's the question. To which disciple did Jesus say, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it"?
That'd be Peter.
Yes, sir. Simon Peter, and I think what in the New Testament, Ed, it says Cephas. And he said,
yes.
Simon, Cephas, and he went ahead and said that upon this rock, the declaration that you made about me being the Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Way to go, Haywood. Excellent Amen. Job. Mm-hmm. What's your question for us?
Degree of difficulty there.
Yeah, I said it was going to be easy.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
Every
you did.
Way we can, easy, medium, right. and hard. Exactly, yeah. Encourage people to read their
exactly
Bible.
Exactly the Mount Everest of questions.
No, no.
That's what I would say.
It was but, kind of like a softball.
But it was answered. It was, yes, but
That's
it was answered
right.
and asked correctly, so kudos.
Haywood met the challenge. Didn't have to be a big one, but
That's
he
right.
met it.
He met it head on.
Head on.
Knows yeah. his Bible.
Yeah. What's your question for us, Haywood?
Okay, I'm going to keep it with World War II stuff. In 1943, they stopped using copper because of the war effort. They used three different materials. 1943, they had a different material. 1944 and 45 was a different material. Name the materials in 1943 and then name the one they started in 44 and 45.
The material for what, Haywood?
A pen.
Penny.
Well, penny.
That was actually my question last week, Haywood, where 1943, they used steel, and it's called the steel penny. But then I think they used zinc and something else, but they were saving copper because they needed it for the castings for ammunition.
Yeah. So.
But I'm going to say steel was 43 because if I remember from last week.
Right.
But zinc may have been one, and I'm not sure about the other. What do you guys think?
I like the idea of zinc. I have no idea what they that. That's
Would it
a
be
great,
aluminum,
great question.
Or did aluminum come a lot later?
I don't know.
Aluminum, really? For pennies?
No, not for a penny. It'd be something else.
Yeah. Yeah, but so what's our answer to?
Yeah,
to
we
Haywood's
got. Let's
question?
Go two. We'll say steel and zinc, and then maybe no, not iron.
You know
how
I don't
are we
know.
Doing? Haywood, what's the answer?
Is rubber out?
Okay, 1943. It was a zinc-covered steel.
Okay.
And then in 44, they switched to brass, and 45, steel casings were used from the gun ranges. They sent the brass back and started making pennies out of brass in 44 and 45.
Wow.
And did they come back to copper?
Eventually
yeah,
they did.
In 46, I believe. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow! So if you got that collection, you're talking about Haywood, that
could be worth
that'd
something.
Be very valuable. Hey, do you have that? Are you a collector?
I do have a 1944 wartime penny, and they are collectible, and some of them are very valuable.
Yeah!
So,
wow!
So
that's
Haywood,
amazing.
If somebody asks you to put your 2 cents worth in, you can do that on several different levels.
Or
can't
if
you?
I wanted a penny for your thoughts,
yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
We can keep going, Haywood, but this show's only an hour and a half, but we can keep on bringing the puns.
Hey, right. Thank you. Thank you, Haywood. That was
yes,
that was a great question.
Haywood, not Hayward.
Hayward.
You could. I'm just trying to help.
Well, Haywood, that's just how we pronounce it up north.
The screen said Haywood. And if you're called Hayward, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't say Hayward. Now you're making me sound even worse
than you actually were.
Hey, Haywood.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure he's... Just don't call him late for dinner, right?
Right.
All right.
We need to repeat our questions.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Now I have to add one. I've had one answered.
Mm-hmm.
First question. Under the U.S. Constitution, only three cities have served as the nation's capital. What are they? Second question. The phrase dog days of summer comes from the Romans observing the dogs were less active when summer was hottest. Is that true or false? And then third question, what was the name of the man who voiced Warner Brothers cartoon characters like Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd, and Daffy Duck? He did actually all the voices there, but what's his name?
Here's what I've got. First one from the old car guys slang category. If you have a Holley double pumper on your engine, what is that? What's a Holley double pumper?
Wow.
Second question. All the car guys know. They absolutely.
They do.
Yeah, it was iconic. It just
doesn't sound good.
This second question. Infamous traitor, a general during the American Revolutionary War, fought for the American Continental Army but defected to the British Army. Name him. This infamous traitor during the American Revolutionary War. Then one more. Third question, the Campus Ministry FCA, what do the initials FCA stand for? Good question.
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, what are the two best-selling riding lawnmower brands in the United States? Number two, there are seven states where the Rocky Mountains are. What are they?
And if you can answer those without looking it up, you get
right.
a free T-shirt.
Without looking it up. You just know it because your general knowledge. Number three question is, which cattle breed? No. Third question is this. What is the northernmost state in the U.S. that currently has a native population of alligators? The northernmost state.
This is interesting.
Native population of alligators.
Those are all good questions.
Back to the phones, yeah.
All right, we go to Arkansas, and wait a second. John Wayne is on the air with us. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yeah. Thank you.
John says 11 years old. We always love our young people to be brave enough to come on the radio. I guess you never hear any comments about your name, do you, John Wayne?
Sometimes, but not always.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we're not going to give you any grief over at Pilgrim.
Is that your first and middle name? Is that what that is, John?
Yes, sir. My first and middle.
I
That's
got you.
Good.
Cool.
Right. Yeah.
Very nice.
Cool.
All right. You want to ask, answer, or do both, young feller?
I would like to do both, please.
All right. Which one you want to try to answer?
Can I try to answer the one about the Rocky Mountains?
Oh, ooh, wow.
All right. Here we go.
Now, this is him not using a lifeline or looking it up. Is that right? To win?
Well, if you go for a T-shirt, if he looked it up, he just gets it right.
Yeah. So... Which one is it, John Wayne? Is this for you? I mean, did you come up with this on your own, these answers?
I came over this on my own. I've been to all of these states.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, here's the question that John Wayne from Arkansas is going to answer. He's 11 years old, and that is this. The Rocky Mountains span seven U.S. states. Now, obviously, they don't. You know, they're not all over the place in all these states, but they reach into seven U.S. states. What are they, John Wayne? And I'm just I'm going to check off here as you go. I'm going to go ahead.
I believe it is Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho.
Okay, say the first one again.
Why don't you do them like
Arizona?
No, Arizona doesn't have any Rocky Mountains.
That was close.
The rest of them you got right. You said Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to give you one more chance. Arizona, no. There is one other state that has a Rocky Mountains, barely. I mean, they have a sliver of the Rocky Mountains. You want to take another shot at it?
Is that last one Oregon?
No, good guess. It's the state of Washington.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Washington has the Rocky Mountains.
It says it has a small sliver in Washington state, as well as two Canadian provinces. But you know what?
Can we give him a shirt and just cut one of the sleeves
he
off?
Did, he did.
That
yeah.
seems appropriate.
And he did cut one of the sleeves off. He did so well.
Yeah, absolutely.
He got six of the seven right like that.
And the sliver, that I was going to say Nevada.
Yeah.
Because a sliver, that could be just about any of those western states.
When you
states.
Said sliver, I immediately went to Florida because that shooter's going to have barely a little touch
yeah,
of the
that
Rocky
would be,
the Rockies.
Yeah, I don't know. That I don't see how you worked that.
But, well, John Wayne, anyway. you did a great
yeah,
job.
We're going to send
you a T-shirt
John Wayne,
anyway.
Okay, so you hang on.
Well, I'll tell you, Waha. We're proud of you, young
John
fella.
Wayne.
Well, we have never heard that invitation before.
So, John Wayne, yes, you have a question for us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what you're going to do now is you're going to ask your question of us. We're going to answer it, and then you don't hang up because we've got to get your address to mail you the T-shirt.
And
okay?
Shirt size.
We'll put you on hold after you're through with your question.
Okay,
right?
So go.
What is the longest verse in the Bible?
The longest verse?
It's that supercalifragilistic verse, isn't it, guys?
In Greek.
Got a little chitty-chitty yeah. bang-bang and... thrown in there and a spoonful of sugar. That's what makes it so long.
I think you're confusing Disney shows from the 60s with the Bible.
Longest verse.
The longest Bible verse.
You know what? We always hear the shortest one. Mm-hmm. This is a good question.
It's a run-on sentence, no doubt.
Probably from the Apostle Paul, a run-on sentence somewhere.
A lot of run-on sentences. And you just said that.
What was funny was that was William Faulkner's favorite verse in the Bible.
What's the longest one? The longest one.
Yes.
What was it?
I'm not
we
sure
don't
which
know,
one.
John
no,
Wayne,
we don't know. What is
friend.
It?
You stumped us.
It is Esther 8:9.
Read it.
One second.
You have a Bible in front of you?
Well, I was going to say read it. Well, you know. So, okay. What are y'all doing this weekend?
It might be about three.
So, what are y'all doing this weekend? It's hot out there, isn't
it's
it?
Hot. I'm not going to be doing whatever we're doing. It's not going
to
be outside.
Too hot to fish, too hot for golf.
Too cold at home.
Too That's, cold at home.
That is the most perfect wet country line from a song.
You know,
ever.
He left country music and started writing for Hallmark. He started writing those lyrics for those different holidays.
You got it, John Wayne?
Yes, sir.
Go.
The king's scribes were summoned at this time in the third month, which is the month of Sivan, on the 23rd day. Uh-huh. And an edict was written according to all that Mordecai commanded concerning the Jews to the straps and the governors and the officials of the province from India to Ethiopia, 127 provinces, to each province in its own script and to each people in its own language, and also to the Jews in their script and their language.
Okay. I have that on a bumper sticker on my car.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. A verse.
That Bible verse.
It's more like a body wrap.
Hey, way to go.
All the way around.
You're a good reader, John
Wayne. Yes, sir. Good
That's
job,
great.
Buddy.
11 years old. We're going to put you on hold.
Yeah.
Cindy Roberts will come on and get your information. John Wayne, congratulations. Excellent job.
Who's
you
next?
Know, 11 years old, and they just get on here and just perform like they're grown folks. All right, let's go to Georgia. And Ramona is on the line. Ramona, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors. Glad to be here.
Uh-huh. Good morning.
Welcome, Ramona.
Where do you live in Georgia?
I live in Gainesville, Georgia.
You've been on before, hadn't you?
I've been on two or three times.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got a good, strong voice. You'd make a good teacher or a good on-air personality, Ramona.
Well, thank you. I'm actually a children's pastor at my church.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
For 10 years.
Amen. So you are a teacher.
And a speaker.
I am.
Yep.
All right. Ramona, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
And by the way, Ramona,
I'm going to do both.
If you want to go ahead and name some of the children that have been terrors in your ministry, and you've been wanting to get that off your chest, now is your time. Because there's a lot of people
absolutely
listening.
Absolutely not.
Okay, all right.
No,
just want to make
they're
sure.
All wonderful.
All Amen. Angels, yeah. aren't answer. They, Ramona?
Huh?
One afternoon, somebody said something. I said something about being old. And they said, you're like 40, right? And I said, oh, you're all my favorites.
Well, how far off were they, Ramona?
I am 58, about to turn 59. So they were off by a bit.
Amen.
Still young.
But
still
I was
young.
Very thankful.
All right, let's go. Ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I think I want to answer the one about, I was going to do the one about the states for the Rocky Mountains because my family is Air Force, military, and we've lived in four of them.
Which ones?
But we've lived in Colorado. We were at Lowry Air Force Base, or as my mother used to call it, Lousy Air Force Base. my brother lived in New Mexico and Idaho. And Wyoming.
Okay, wow. Yeah, you were
saw
all over.
Some beautiful country.
All over the Mountain West there. So you knew the other states, too.
Did you know Washington? Did you know that?
I
that
didn't, because I had down Nevada.
That's what I was
Nevada.
Thinking.
Yeah, I don't think the Sierras are considered the Rockies.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about mountains in Nevada. So anyway.
All right, so which one do you want to try to answer?
I'm going to answer the voice of Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd and all the rest
of them. All right. What was the name of the man who voiced Warner Brothers cartoon characters like Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd, and Daffy Duck? I think you know it, Ramona. What is it?
Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc.
There we go. There we go.
Probably the most famous voice in
Absolutely.
Hollywood, at least in the cartoon business.
Best cartoon characters ever, those Looney Tunes.
Very last day before at his retirement party, he said, that's all, folks. I think that is written on his tombstone. I should use that for a true or false. I really think it is. I'm not joking.
You should. That's a great question. Hey, well done, Ramona. What's your question for us?
Thank you. Well, I think this is more up JJ's alley, but where do bad rainbows go?
Dad, hey, thank you for that compliment.
No,
by the
she's
way.
Giving you material.
Oh man, this is dad
for
joke.
Your,
a dad joke
routine.
On steroids.
What's the question now?
Where do bad rainbows go?
Where do bad rainbows go? Bad rainbow.
You know what?
Bad rainbow.
I think I've heard this before. Maybe even shared it one morning on the air, but I can't remember the punchline. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
They go to prism to reflect on what they've done.
That's it. That's it.
Go to prism.
Prism.
Okay.
Now I can reflect on what they've done.
Now I can tell you're a children's pastor.
Yes, you are. Hey, can I give you one that they're going to have to be maybe some of the older kids? What do Winnie the Pooh and John the Baptist have in common? What do Winnie the Pooh and John the Baptist have in common? They both like honey. And they both have the same middle name.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's a very good question.
That's a good one. I'll have to remember
that's some deep theology
You don't have to say that, Ramona. You don't have to say that's a good one. Hey, Ramona, thank you so much. And continue taking care of God's young people and feeding his lambs.
Amen.
Winnie the Pooh, did he ever find any riches?
Find any what?
Pants.
No, britches.
That's all. I just thought that was a little awkward. You know, just running around out there in the forest with a shirt. You're smart enough to put on a shirt, but you ain't smart enough to put on the britches. Does that nobody? Am I the only one?
You're the only one.
The only one who'd bring it up on national radio. All right, Ramona. God bless
Thank you, Ramona.
Thank you, Ramona. Yeah, Mickey Mouse. He had a wardrobe,
pants and shirt.
Yeah. Hey, by
and
the way,
gloves.
If you can't remember, you can't remember what you lay it out the night before. You know
just
what I'm saying?
Just like getting adjusted to this new school routine. Right. Get back on schedule and back in the groove.
Hey, talking about new schedules, you going anywhere? Speaking anywhere?
Shout out to South Pontotoc High School. Did an FCA back-to-school kickoff yesterday morning. 300 kids.
Wow.
There. And they had to get up early to be there. And then next week, I've got a back-to-school event. Parents and teachers, like back-to-school rally thing.
Yeah.
Appreciate prayers for that. Next weekend, Melanie and I are speaking at a marriage retreat in Tennessee. So I'd appreciate prayers for that.
Okay.
All right. We'll be back in a few minutes with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.